Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 28th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $102. That's roughly the current price of a barrel of oil in the U.S. It's well off the early March peak, soon after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but still plenty high. Natural gas prices have followed a similar trajectory and also remain elevated. That's obviously a benefit for companies that produce and sell the fuels. In a rocky earnings season so far, oil and gas companies are the surest bets to show massive sales and profit growth. S&P 500 energy sector revenues are seen climbing 46% year-over-year, and earnings per share are predicted to soar 239%, according to Credit Suisse. Several notable oil and gas firms are scheduled to report in the coming days. French oil major TotalEnergies is releasing results on Thursday, followed by Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Phillips 66 on Friday. Next week, Marathon Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Devon Energy, Pioneer Natural Resources, Diamondback Energy, and EOG Resources all report. The next number up is $1 billion. That's the so-called breakup fee in the fine print of Elon Musk's agreement to purchase Twitter. If either side walks away from the deal, they'll owe the other party that much in cash. Twitter shares fell sharply on Tuesday and Wednesday to well below the agreed-upon deal price for Monday. That's a sign of increasing investor skepticism about the odds of the transaction closing. The reasoning for that has more to do with Tesla than Twitter. Investors in the electric vehicle maker clearly haven't been happy about its CEO embarking on yet another distracting side venture. Tesla stock has dropped about 12% since Monday. That decline has wiped roughly $20 billion off of Musk's net worth. He might be tempted to pay a $1 billion breakup fee to get all of that back. Our last number is 95. That's how many commercial airplanes Boeing delivered in the first quarter, reported on Wednesday. It's better than the 78 jets that the aerospace company delivered in the year-ago period, but far short of the 149 delivered back in the first quarter of 2019. That period 3 years ago was the last mostly normal quarter for Boeing that wasn't affected by the pandemic or the 737 MAX grounding. Back then, Boeing had quarterly earnings of more than $2 billion on $23 billion in sales. In the first quarter reported on Wednesday, the company lost more than $500 million on barely $15 billion in sales, and both were worse than expected. Boeing just can't catch a break. Shares fell about 10% on Wednesday, and they're down by two-thirds from their 2019 high. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 28th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.